Sweetest friends, this year should be a special school for Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheyichyu. This is Moshe Ben Peshadina and Benjamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, for Shlem, Sosha Chaisrael, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Shadal Bracha Batzlacha, Bachom Azay Adayim, Mordechai Leo Hiller Ben Yosef Alevi, Bracha Batzlacha, Bachol, Maase Yadav, and Sefer Mishle. Perek Dalet begins. Shimu banim musarav akshiv ledaas bina ki lakach tov nasati lechem terasi al tazovu ki bena yisi lavi rach v'yachad lefnaimi v'yareini v'yomer li yismach divarei libecha shimor mitzvah sa'i v'chiei. Children, hearken to the discipline of the father and listen to no understanding, for I gave you good teaching. Forsake not my instruction, for I was a son to my father, a tender one and only one before my mother, and he instructed me and said to me, may your heart draw near to my words, keep my commandments and live. That's the pasuk we'd like to discuss. We are continuing our series of Shi'ur B'Siyata Dishmaya in the Chelek Nesiv HaTorah of Moreinu the Maharal. And he begins with this pasuk, Mishle 4:4, and he instructed me and said to me, V'yareini v'yomer li, Yismach Devarai Libecha. May your heart draw near to my words. Shmor mitzvosai vechiei. Guard my mitzvahs and live. So these psukim are talking about the teaching of Torah and mitzvahs. And so says the Gra and Pasuk Dalet. I hope that maybe you've been following a little bit. We have a vast array of shiurim in the Gra and Mishle, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Zatzal. So he writes, Yismoch Dvarai Libecha, Sha'Torah Hukumo Lechem, Alechem. Torah is like bread, Shalavah Benosh Yissa, that it satisfied a man's heart. Unitzrach Tamit Kumo Lechem, and it's needed always like bread. Avala Mitzisem Kumo Mirkachas. Shem tovim lefrakim ubizmano. Mitzvahs are like the jelly, like the good stuff you put on the bread. It's good sometimes. Tukumas hamir kachas shumizman lezman, like this delicacy that's from time to time. And that's yismoch dvarei libecha hu haTorah, and that's constant. Every available second, if we're zelcha, we're learning. Shemor mitzvosai, and guard my mitzvahs bizmanam, in their proper time. V'chyei, and live, as it says, Asher yaso asadam v'chai b'hem. Man will do them and live. V'likar sadalei v'ubitar, but the primary support for the heart is Torah. So Yismach Dvar Libecha is talking about Talmud Torah. So, again, as always, we're relying on the beautiful Machon Yerushalayim edition and the footnotes. Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Rotzeh Lahasir Asadam Al HaTorah. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to exhort man that he should be a masmid in his learning and he should be careful to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. V'amar Kasher Nasan HaTorah El HaAdam. Since God gave Torah to man. Amar Hashem Yisbarach El HaAdam. Hashem said to man, Yismoch Dvarai Libecha. Kolomar Torah, she divrei Hashem Yisbarach, Yismoch Libecha. That Torah should support a man's heart. Yismoch Dvarai Libecha. V'lashon Tmicha. It should support, it should give him strength. We translate it as, may your heart draw near to my words. That your heart should rely on my Torah. Torah should give your heart its strength, its power. That's Dvarai. Dvarai is Dvarai Torah. Kolomar Torah, Torah, which is the words of Hashem, should support your heart. Kilev ha'adam sham hachayim. Because the heart of man is where his life is. As it says in a pasuk in Mishlei, Moreno HaRav Moshe always used to quote this pasuk, Mikol Mishmor Nitzor Libecha, Ki Mimenu Totzaos Chayim. From all guardings you should guard your heart, because from it are results of life. In the Derech Chayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, he writes, Ki the Maral, Ki Alev Hu Shoresh Adam Shemimenu Kol HaKochos. The heart is the root of man, from which is all of the kochos, all of the powers, all of the strength. We know that's where life comes to the rest of the organs. That's why a heart is so important. A person has a weak heart, they don't have energy. Heart is the yisod of one's body. The heart is the root of man. He writes there in Perakei Mishnah Ches. And he writes in Mishnah Chaf, page Tav Pei Ches Amid Beis, Beis HaMikdash V'HaTorah Im Ikar HaOlam. Beis HaMikdash and the Torah are the primary parts of the world. Just like in a man, in a human being, the heart and the brain are the primary parts. The heart is where the Chiyus comes from. That's where his vitality comes from. And the Moach is where his intellect is. And so to B'chlal HaOlam, there's Beis HaMikdash and the Torah, which are the Ikar of the world. And just like all of the limbs get their vitality from the heart, so to the whole world drinks from the essence of Eretz Yisrael, as it says, Shoysa Mitamsis Eretz Yisrael, Tainis 10a. And Beis HaMikdash is the Ikar of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole world gets from Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Ikar of Eretz Yisrael. And just like the Moach is the Seichel HaAdam, so to the Torah is the Seichel of the world. There, he seems to be saying that the Torah is the Seichel and the Beis HaMikdash is the heart, Eretz Yisrael is the heart. And here, in the Pasuk, we see also that Yismoch Devarei Libecha, that the words of Torah should strengthen one's heart. Because the heart is where one has life. Torah, V'Torah Tachzik Libecha, Titein Lecha Chaim. Torah gives one life. As Rabbeinu writes later on over here, Ki haTorah shidivrei Hashem yizbarach, because Torah, which is the words of Hashem, tomechas ha'adam shlo yagia lidei misa, supports man that he shouldn't come to death. Shehatorah mekayemes hakol, because Torah supports everything. V'lekach amar Hashem yizbarach yismoch dvarai libecha, v'zeh dovei ka'adam ba'olam haba, lagia al tachliso ha'acharam. And therefore Hashem says that my words should support your heart. And with this, a person is davek, is clinging to olam haba, lagiel tachliso acharon. It brings you to your final tachlis, and that's what he means here. Torah tachzik libecha v'titen l'chaim. Torah gives you olam haba. V'tishvor mitzvosai v'chiyei, and keep my mitzvahs and live, as the pasuk here concludes. Mishlei dalet dalet shmor mitzvosai v'chiyei. Ki divrei Torah tomchim u'ma'ashim kol ha'olam kula, because Torah is me'asher the world. What is the word ishur? Me'asher. Me'asher is kiyum v'chozek hadavar. Today they have an ishur. That's a piece of paper, a document that confirms something. Confirmation. Kiyum v'chozek hadavar. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Derech Chaim in the sixth parak in Mishnah Hey, Loshan Ashrecha Miloshon Lotim Ada Shurav in Tehillim 37:31, and it's Miloshon Chachamim Vashrinu Ashrisa Didaini Shumiloshon Kiyum V'Chozek, strength. Tehillim, you're not going to fall. Rashi Ashrisa Loshon Chozek Shemachazkim Es Hashtar. So it's very important. You ask the person, what does it mean? Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. So the Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, which we say thousands and thousands of times, is that you are Me'ushar, you're Mechuzak, when you sit in the house of God. You're strengthened, you're confirmed, you're validated. And that's what Torah is. Torah gives strength to the world, like the famous Nefesh HaChaim. There'd be no Torah, there'd be no world. People would stop learning. Chas v'shalom. Ve'echlo yu ma'ashrim b'tonchem es ha'adam atzmo she'osek b'torah v'hiyim ha'adam. So if Torah gives an ishur to the world, it certainly gives an ishur to you. V'u'im ha'adam. It is with man. Later on, but in the Drusha La Torah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, he writes, "V'anachnu hefech harishonim legamrei, ashal kol torah tzemai yigirs v'shechazur al talmudam, sheresechar b'zeh shatorah yim ha'adam b'chol makom shuv lo tzu lak meito klal." That in the earlier generations, they would chazer, and Torah would become part of them. I think it was about the Rugachev, they said that if you would have drawn blood from him, you would have found that what would come out was Torah. You would have, that's what was coursing through his veins. So Torah gives tmicha, it gives support to the person when he's osek b'Torah, and the Torah is with the person. It's not just something he does, you know, it's a here and there. It's a nice little hobby he has. But rather, it's part and parcel of who he is. It's ima adam. Umash divrei Torah tomchum kol olam, not the divrei Torah, strengthens the world. Because that's what he said before. Divrei Torah strengthens the world, so now he's going to explain the source for that. Davar zeh midivrei chachamim. This is from the chachamim shamru, ki lekach osif hei b'shishi. Lomar ki kol ma'aseh bereishis hayu tzluim v'odem ad shishi v'sivan. It says yom ha-shishi. Why the sixth? Well, every other day it just says rishon, yom echad, yom sheni, yom shlishi, yom revi'i, yom chamishi, yom ha-shishi. What's the ha-shishi? That kol ma'aseh bereishis hayu tzluim v'odem ad shishi v'sivan. All of ma'aseh bereishis was in limbo, waiting until the sixth of Sivan. If the Jewish people are makabel the Torah, gevaldik. And if the Jewish people are not makabel the Torah, not so gevaldik. The world chas v'shalom is going to go back to tohu v'avohu. That's hashishi with the hey idea. The sixth day, that's the sixth day of Sivan. The whole world is talui in that day. So, the whole world is talui in Kabbalah Satorah. Vim kein divrei Torah. Mechazkim v'tolchim akol. Achish kiyum la'olam. Divrei Torah strengthens everything. And it gives the world kiyum. It gives the world existence. V'chol zeh. Mipnei ki ha'Torah hu hiseder ha'adam. Be'ezem maise yiyya noheg. Torah is seder ha'adam. It's the order of man. So here he's explaining why the Torah gives kiyum to the world. In fact, in Sifrei HaMaharal, there are four explanations given why Torah is mekayim the world. Number one, because Torah is seder olam. Without seder, without the order of the world, it gives the world its order. Without order, there is no kiyum. Number two, in the Sefer Derech Chaim, in the first Mishnah, in the first parak in the second Mishnah, he explains, page Kuf Ayin Amud Beis and Kuf Peites Amud Aleph, he explains that without Torah, the world would remain B'chomer Yuso. It would remain a completely physical world, and then it wouldn't have any substance. Kasher Yesh Ba'adam HaTorah Unechshav Bria Tova Ba'atzmo. Kasher Yesh Ba'atorah Sichlis, when he has this spiritual Torah, then he's considered a person. If he doesn't have Torah, ein ha'adam ba'atzmo nechshav tov, ki chasim imenu ha'Torah, shi ha'shlamas ha'adam mashu adam, v'unim shoko behemen idme. Without Torah, like an animal. Vein zeh nechshav bria, vein roi lo ha'metzias. And in this Chazal say, in Perek Rabbi Akiva, etc., He brings a raya for this from the Maimer Chazal. That it says Hashishi, that without the sixth day, there'd be no world. And here he's explaining why, because the world has to have a spiritual aspect to it. Otherwise, we're just Nimshal Kebehemus Nidme, we're just like animals. Connected to Amar Ala Torah, the world stands on Torah, Kikiyum Ha'olam Ba'atzuwa Torah. The existence of the world is through Torah. Shleimuso, Olam is through Torah, V'dor Zeh. The world wouldn't be anything. It's Tohu Vavohu. And therefore the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu, because the world doesn't have true spiritual substance if it doesn't have Torah. That's explanation number two. In his Drusha Al HaTorah, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, he explains that without Torah, the world would not be connected to the Elyonim. It wouldn't be connected to the upper world. And in Hesber number four, he says that if not for the Torah, there'd be no Jewish people, and if there'd be no Jewish people, there'd be no world. And that explanation he gives in Derech Chaim, in the fifth parak, in the first Mishnah, you can look there. So right in this passage, he explains that the Torah is Seder of the world. Ve'echia misudar b'maisav. The Torah tells a person how he's supposed to be misudar in his maisim. The Maral has three explanations of the word Torah. Lashon Hora, teaching commandments, like a king who's commanding his nation. Lashon Hora as Chachmas HaTorah Mitzvoseha, to teach the wisdom of Torah and its mitzvahs. V'lasus is a mitzvah al pi yediyazu, and to do mitzvahs al pi this yediyah. In other words, the first one is like a king who's commanding. That's the teaching of the king. The second is the teaching of Torah and mitzvahs, and doing the Torah and mitzvahs based on this teaching. And number three, showing the way, bringing one to Olam Haba, as we will hopefully explain in the near future. The Horah, it's Horah HaDerech, it's ways, it's bringing you on the path to Olam Haba. So first here the Maharal writes, Ki HaTorah He Seder HaOlam Be'ezem Maisa Yiyya Noheg. What Maisa he should do, what action he should do. So that corresponds to the first Hesber of Torah. What Maisa to do? What does the king tell us to do? So we have to follow that. Ve'chiyah misudar maisav, and how his actions will be misudarim, will be orderly. Maybe that's connected to the last Hesber, that this order will get you to Olam Haba. Eza maisa, what to do? Ve'chiyah misudar b'maisav. In other words, that the first part is talking about the actions. And Ech Yiyeh, how he's going to be Mesudar B'maisav, insofar as that now that he's Mesudar, it'll bring him to the path to Olam Haba. So that's what the suggested. In the footnote, I'm not convinced with that suggestion, but it was good to talk about the different horos of the word Torah, and to be Medayik, why the Rav Maharal says, Be'ez HaMaisi Anoeg Ve'chiyah Yiyeh Mesudar B'maisav. V'zeu Inyan HaTorah. And that's the matter of Torah. In other words, Inyan HaTorah is to establish man and the world in a good way, in fitting with the good that was decreed by the wisdom of Hashem. As the Maharal writes in the Sefer HaTiferes, in the 20th chapter, Ki kol inyan HaTorah kedei lahamid hatov shiyia ba'olam. Ki kol inyan HaTorah ulekayim hatov ha'loki. Zeu ha'yesod she'olav nivne ha'kol lahamid hatov ha'loki. The whole inyan of the world is to be mamid, the good that there should be in the world, to establish good, because that's what Torah is supposed to do, and on everything that the world is predicated, to be mamid, to establish the godly good. Elsewhere the Maharal says, in his Sefer HaTiferes, the end of the 11th chapter, that even though Torah is definitely Seder HaAdam, it's not the Seder of the Baal Chomer V'Geshem. It's not pshat that the physical body needs to put on tefillin. The physical body needs to keep Shabbos. No, it's an all on the person. But rather, it's mitzad the seichel of a person, as far as the person's intellect is concerned, that he's makabel the gzeris of Hashem. Because Torah, which is the Seder Maisa Adam, are sichlim. Ki im she'adam hu misyaches el hatev, a man who relates to nature, but in his maisim he shouldn't relate to nature, he should be above nature. It says in Chazal that if the Jews hadn't sinned, all we would have is Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Sefer Yoshua. So the Maral explains that Torah and Sefer Yoshua are Seder HaOlam, because the Torah is Torah Sa'adam Masheroi Lasos. Torah is what you're supposed to do, and your deeds are in order. And Sefer Yoshua is also how we live in Eretz Yisrael. It has the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, how it's given out. And that's all we would need. We would just need to have our Seder to follow, our life in order to follow the Word of God, and where to live according to the Word of Hashem. He writes in the Derech Chaim in the first parak in second Mishnah, Shleimus ha'adam atzmo atshu nechsha v'abriya chashu v'shish bo atov. Shleimus of a person, he's a bria, the most important bria, he has the good, and that's because of Torah. And when you say about a person he's a Baal Torah, you don't need a raya, ki bevadei shiflas bria sa'adam kashu notel yospa k'mo behem u'maylus ha'bria kasher nivdol me behemis. This is a big yisod. Mor Nevuchim says this, Rav Kook says this, and right in the middle of historically the Maral says this, that without Torah a man could be an animal. Torah makes a person sichli, makes a person intellectual, and makes a person spiritual. And without that, he's like a behemoth. So that's what the Torah is supposed to do. It's supposed to make him nivdol min ha-chomer, separate from the chomer. So that's the proper seder for man. Kacha Torah, back upstairs in the text, and then Nesiva Torah, Kacha Torah is seder shel olam, Acha Torah is seder akol. Torah is the order of everything. It's the Seder Olam, like the Maral is going to explain, that God looked in the Torah and created the world, and it's the Seder HaKol, it's the Seder of a person, it's the Seder of the world. Rak ki Seder Olam hu nigla mufurish b'Torah, Seder Adam hu nigla mufurish b'Torah. That the obvious kash is, if the Torah is Seder Adam and Seder Olam, why is Seder Adam mentioned explicitly in the Torah, that the Torah tells a person what to do? But it doesn't show how this is Seder HaOlam. It's not explicit in the Torah that the world was created al pi Torah. Rak hi Seder Adam hu nigla mufurish b'Torah. The order of man, that's revealed and explicit in the Torah. Ki e efshir zulas zeh. It's impossible without it. Ki al ha'adam mutal lishmor es Seder ha'ro'i lo. Because on man it is incumbent to guard the order that is fitting for him. Ulekach hadavar hazeh nigla b'mufurish la'adam. And therefore, it is explicit to man. In other words, since it's incumbent upon man to guard the Seder that's Roi Lo, so it must be that the Torah is going to tell us the Seder Adam. Otherwise, how are you going to know? Torah has to tell the... If Torah is Seder Adam, and if it's not explicit what the Seder is, what to do, then you're not going to know. Aval Seder Kol Olam Kulo Gam Kein Hu B'Torah. But the Seder of the whole world, the existence of the whole world, is also Al Pi Torah. Shena Torah Seder Metzius Olam Bechlala. So Torah is Seder HaMetzius. The whole world was created based on Torah. But that's not something we have to know. That's Hashem's business. He was the one creating the world. But we have to know how it's Seder HaAdam. How is it Seder HaAdam? Because we have to know what to do. In the Derech Chaim, he writes, Parakei, Mishnah Chaf Beis, Hafuch ba de kula ba, kolomar kasher yasik b'Torah, hinei o masik b'chol seder ha-metzias. When you learn Torah, you understand all of reality. Achar ki darkei olam hazeh yotzei medarkei haTorah. This world comes out of the way of Torah. V'kshurim darkei olam im darkei haTorah. And this world, the derech haolam, is connected to the derech haTorah. Ad she'akol yotzei min haTorah, everything comes out of the Torah. Derech haAdam, derech haolam. Ki haTorah hu seder hanimtzayim, he writes in Be'er HaGola. Eich yisnagu hanimtzayim b'chol seder metzias b'chlal nichlal b'Torah. All the seder hametzias, all the order of reality is all included in Torah. Shein olam rak seder metzias olam b'chlal, the Ma'aral writes here. So here we have an echo to a Yisod of the Ma'aral, that what's explicit in the Torah is because it's explicit for us. What's hidden in the Torah is because it's hidden from us. So the fact that Torah is revealed to man is explicit in the Torah, and it's revealed to us. The fact that Torah, the world was created based on Torah, is hidden in the Torah, and it's also hidden from us. And we see that by Vatered Bas Paro Lirchot Al Ya'or, V'Narseh Hochos Al Yad Ya'or. Rashi says, Hochos Lashon Misa, says that Bas Paro went to wash herself on the river, and her lattices also did. Hochos, they were walking. Al Yad Ya'or, Rashi says, Hochos Lashon Misa. They were going to die because they protested. What are you doing this for? When she went to convert. So they didn't like that. Now, Holchos isn't Mashma Misa. Where does Rashi get that Holchos is Misa? V'yira she'inyan hazeh Misa el Yonah. Ki nistalek mehem koach u'mazalam legamre. V'zehu Misa el Yonah. U'beferish zeh yaturitz lechama shelo kasef. Beferish davar zeh bakasef shelo yazeh neis mefursam. Since it isn't explicit in the Torah, since it's not explicit in the world, in other words, that they lost their koach, they lost their mazel, they didn't literally die, but they lost their koach, they lost their mazel, so that's something hidden in the world, and it's also hidden in the Torah. He explains in Gur Aryeh in Bereshis Perek Yudos Beis, why don't we see Mefurish the Avodah Zarah of Nimrod? Ki ein Avodah Zarah davar nigla bimeyem, ki lo noda Avodah Hashem Yisbarach lakol, ad shelo haya nikra Avodah Zarah. It's not called Avodah Zarah back then because people didn't know to serve God, so Avodah Zarah is foreign worship. It wasn't foreign, that's what people were doing back then. He explains why it says in Gur Aryeh Perek Beis Osiyot Ches and Bereshis, Rashi says Vayitzar is with two yus, Yitzira Lolam Haba, Yitzira L'Tchias Hameis, Lolam Hazeh, and Yitzira Tchias Hameis, and those are the two yuds, two Yitziras. Okay, man was created for this world and for Tchias Hameis. So he writes in the Gur Aryeh that one Yitzira is explicit, and the other Yitzira, right, that man was created in this world, the other Yitzira is a yud, which is a very small dot, which is only an allusion to Yitzira Lolam Haba, because that's not clear to us in this world. Why in Megillas Esther, the Ma'aral says in Or HaChadosh, we don't have the tainus of the Malachim in front of Hashem, because what the Malachim say in front of Hashem is not Nigla, it's Nistar, and therefore it's not explicit in Megillas Esther, even though it happened. In the Sefer HaTiferes, he explains that the Hasagos Hadakos Shel Torah Nimtzos B'Tagin B'Sheb Torah, the subtle perceptions of Torah are in the little lines above the letter, those tagin, not in the letters themselves. So Moreinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, or Futner, in the Pachad Yitzchak and Maimer Nun Beis, writes, Kavanas Divrei Kodsho, it's a beautiful Maimer Nun Beis, in the Pachad Yitzchak. What's not a beautiful Maimer in the Pachad Yitzchak? Kavanas Divrei Kodsho la Maralhi, ki mekevan distakel barais uvra alma, Memela kol hashivim panim l'Torah, yeshlem panim makbilim b'olamos. V'chol panim b'Torah megalim heim es ha'panim asher l'umasim b'olamos. U'mipnei kein ma'ashen esgala b'Torah b'panim shel pshat, harei um orah shel pshat b'olam ha'pshat. Mashinisgala b'Torah b'panim shel remes, or im ol shel remes b'olam remes. For what din v'yamida b'chol shivim panim asher l'Torah? So that's what the Rabbeinu says, that God looked in the Torah and created the world, and all shivim panim of Torah have parallels in the worlds, and what's revealed in the Torah happened in a revealed way in the world. What's hidden in Torah also happened in a hidden way in the world, not in a revealed way. It's a beautiful idea. So back to the text. V'zeh she'amru she'yamabit ba'olam b'torah boreis olam v'ratz olam v'shatorah ba'atzmi seder akol v'lakach kasher ratz Hashem yisbarach liberos olam v'lasader oso ha'yamabit b'torah v'shiseder akol. That Hashem looked in the Torah and created everything. U'boreis olamo, and created his world. And this the Maharal repeats many times in his Sfarim, like in Derech Chaim, Paragimel Mishnah Yudalid, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenatan Lam Kli Chemda Shebo Nivra Olam. Why is it called the Kli Chemda? Because the Olam Nivra B'Torah. Because the Torah is the Seder Mesuder Min Hashem Yisbarach, that's the order of the world, and this Seder is Mechai of the world. In the Torah is everything, the whole world is a hafuch ba v'hafuch ba, the kol ba, it's all in the Torah. Torah is the Seder of the world. And Rav Moshe Zatzal had a beautiful ha'ara that why doesn't it say that Hashem created the world l'fi ha'Torah? What does it mean? Hayamat mebit b'Torah. First he looked in the Torah and then he created the world. Say he created the world according to Torah. So there's a halacha in Hilchos Ksivas Sefer Torah that when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to have another Sefer in front of you and you copy from it. And that's what God did. God looked in the Torah and then he created the world like he copied from it, which means that the Torah has a gather, the world has a gather of Torah. He was copying the Torah, the world, when he created it, from the Torah. So the world has a gather of Torah. It's a beautiful ha'ara. He writes in his Drush al HaMitzvos, page Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Kika Barichus, Kika Sher Bara Hashem Yisbarach Olam Obro Kafi Aroy Lala Tachal Shenivra Lo Kmo Adam Kishabona Beis Hubono Ad Sheroy Ledira Velasas Bo Kol Aroy Lo Kach Bara Hashem Yisbarach Olam Obishvila Adam VeAdam Lavet Yisbaro Kamavur VeAvodasu Hi B'Torah. So when you build a house, you build it that people should be able to live in it. When God built his world, he built it for man, that man could serve God. He could do his work there, just like your house is built for the needs of living there. The world was built for its needs, i.e. Avodas Hashem. And the Avodas Hashem is through Torah. So he looked at the Torah, which is his avoda, and then he created the world with this in mind, that it should be a world in which one could keep Torah. It says shayamavit b'Torah bara olam, and it also says the Torah is called an uman. Shemra ve'etzlo amon, a pasuk in Mishlei 8:30. Atikrei amon ela uman, a craftsman. So there are two inyanim in Briyas HaOlam. Number one, that it's mucham l'tachlis haTorah, that we should be able to keep the Torah. Man is created 248 limbs, 365 sinews. Keneged the mitzvos esei and losesei, 248, 365. So man's whole body is keneged the Torah, like it says in Makkos. And there are also 365 losesei keneged the lunar calendar, the solar calendar, excuse me. Because, to show us that just like there are 365 days, you have to keep these days, you have to go through these days, there are also 365 los assays that you have to make sure not to transgress. So you see Torah's man, 248, that's his limbs. He has to say Ramache Verva Shasagida, but it's also in the world. Torah corresponds to the world. 365 Losa says connected to 365 days of the year. Sheni, why is the Torah called an oman, like a craft, a craftsman? Who says seder avodasu hi haTorah tchila she aschala laolam vayse aschala zos motzia kol al hapol shene kach nekres oman ki oman hazeh she kol shehu poel yotze lapol al yado begzeres hamelech she alav al zeh kach Hashem yisbarach haidei haTorah sichla she aschala hotzi es kol lapol, that like the Torah is like the craft of the world, like a craftsman creates whatever he's crafting. So too, with Torah, the world was created. That was what was motzi the Torah lepoel. Torah is called an oman, like a craft. That was the kli with which the world was created. And therefore it says, Bereishis bara, Ratzlomashah, de'adavrishu reishis, with the Torah, he created the world. Torah is called reishis, like Rashi brings in the first Rashi. And that's how the world was yotzei al hapoel. So, we have seen a lot of the inflows of Torah, and Amir Tashem, we will continue. It's obviously, endless more to say. And the Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue next time, hopefully with where we left off over here, which in the Machon Yerushalayim edition is on page Chavches, and we should see continuing the flows b'Torah, b'Torah Hashem, b'Simcha b'Tuv Levav. Torah and Torah Hashem is the same. B'Simcha b'Tuv Levav, may Rav call. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.